You are listening to the Rob Scott Podcast, your source for Rob's take on current events. Let's begin the show.
Of a lack of care and a lack of understanding and a lack of seeing the humanity of folks who look like Rashida Tlaib. It's outrageous that my colleagues are blatantly attempting to silence the only Palestinian American representative right here. It's outrageous, but it's not surprising. And let me tell you, it's not surprising because this place is where 1,700 members of Congress, this elected body, enslaved black people. It's not surprising because they thought it was right. It's not surprising because this is a place where members continue to claim that the insurrection on the Capitol just appeared to look like a normal tourist visit. It's not surprising because this is the place where our black and brown staff members repeatedly speak of experiencing racism and sexism, Islamophobia, get pushed off of elevators, xenophobia, and more right here in this workplace. This is the place, and let me say this, she mourns for the 1,400 Israelis.
The gentlelady's time has expired.
She mourns for the 10,000, and she will not stop. No more.
Time has expired.
More ceasefire now, and she takes the death threats that you all send. That they
the gentlelady is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Maryland.
To her, the desire to save lives is greater.
Gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
Okay. What I said.
America is such a great place to live, isn't it? I just love it. I really do. I mean, I really do. Absolutely. You know, some people say things that will just make you want to rip your hair out of your head and rip your tonsils out of your throat. And you have to allow it to be said. I don't have to agree with it. And everything that Cori Bush said after the censure of Rashida Tlaib about her anti-Semitic rant and is... And I've said this a thousand times, and I'm going to continue to say it. Racism in this country will end when we want it to end, when we stop talking about it, when we stop making it headlines. It will dissipate, it will disappear. But here's the thing. You have these people that want it to continue to live, to continue to have breath, okay? They won't allow it to die. They won't allow it to rest in peace. They have to continue to push this homophobia, black fear, black hate, Palestinian hate, push this Jew hate. They have to do it. You know why? Because they make money. It hits its headlines and in the newspapers and the New York Times and all the media, all of our wonderful legacy media. That's what they look for. Headlines. They look for bits and pieces of audio that they can play that fuels this fire, that continues just a big fan of just hate and hate and hate and hate. I don't know about you, but I tried to stay off social media this last week. I really did. I purposefully. I just kind of like listened to some watched news. I kind of like want to keep myself informed of what's going on. So I stayed off the social media this week. But a couple of friends of mine sent me a couple of these clips from these morons that claim to be American, claim to be concerned about America's welfare and the people of America, and they are not. They just are not. Their words speak louder than their actions, and their actions are nothing, okay? Their actions are, I'll get out in front of a crowd and talk badly about Jews and support Palestine and Hamas, killing babies, putting them in ovens, cutting their heads off, raping women, killing 1,400 Israelis just out of nowhere, no reason, just to come in and slaughter them, go into their homes, okay? They go into their homes of families, grandmas, moms and dads, and kill their families, cut their, and then they go home and brag about it. You don't see Israelis doing that. I'm sorry, Rashida. You just don't see Israelis doing that. Because if you did, we would see it on the headlines. You're supporting a wrong cause. You're on the wrong side of history. I wish that you would understand that. I wish that Cori Bush, instead of worrying about black and white, would worry about her position in Congress and try to do something for the American people. Okay? American people, on average, okay, foreign policy doesn't really make that much of a difference to people in America. They just don't. And you hear these people say, well, you know, the American people want peace and they want a ceasefire. No, they don't. Okay? The majority of people want to see Israel take care of itself and to defend itself from an outright attack on their country and its people. To sit there and say that they're not, to ask for a ceasefire before they even start firing at one rocket, because they knew exactly what hell was going to rain down on Palestine, Gaza, and Hamas. They knew exactly what was going to take place. They knew exactly. And then what does the media do? What does our wonderful corporations do? They just jump on board and they just put the headlines out there that Israel's bad. We got a president of the United States who doesn't have the balls to stand up for Israel. Okay? He says it, but then on the other hand, then he talks about ceasefire. If that was our country that was attacked like that, like 9/11, you think that we would sit around with our penises in our hands and do nothing? No, we didn't do that. We went after the people and struck back, and we killed the people that were associated with, right up to Osama bin Laden. Okay, we don't sit around and, you know, praise Jesus and, you know, and ask for forgiveness. No, you go out and you attack the people that attack you, that make the decisions that brought down the two towers in New York. Okay? And Israel has the same right to protect itself. And if you're going to attack Israel, the United States of America should be 100%, no doubt, of our unwavering support for Israel. Wipe Hamas out. Take them out of Gaza. You know what? The people, the Palestinians in Gaza, will be in a much better place without Hamas and without Hezbollah and without Iran. They will be a much better and happier people without them there. Okay, the people that are in Palestine and want to get out are probably the people that don't want to be around there. They don't want to be there because they know that Israel's going to defend itself. Corey, Rashida, the squad, you're all on the wrong side of history. You're all on the wrong side of this issue. I don't care if you represent, I don't care if you're the first Palestinian representative to Congress or not. Your first and foremost responsibility as a House of Representative and a representative of your state is to swear to protect the United States of America. That is what your first and foremost thing. That's what you put your hand on the Bible or whatever you put your hand on. And you swore that you would protect and defend the United States of America. You don't do that. Neither does Cori Bush. Because if you did, you would sit there and work for peace. You wouldn't talk about racism all day long. You would sit there and talk about peace, what brings us together instead of what divides us. And that is what's wrong with the Democratic Party today. The Democratic Party is about division. It's about making sure that blacks and whites are separated. Jews and Palestinians are separated. Transgenders and Christians are separated. And that we hate each other. That is their call today. That's what the leftists, this progressive left side, has just completely and utterly taken over the Democratic Party. And you see it in our president. And you see it in these ridiculous shows that you see in Congress. This is what you see. This far left progressive, the American people don't want this stuff. Okay, let me tell you what the American people want, because I am one of the Americans. I am one of these citizens. Okay, and they have told us, and they have told you, Congress, they have told you, senators, what they've told you, President Biden, Kamala Harris, and all you people that don't listen, let me tell you what they're saying. We don't like high inflation. We don't like interest rates to buy a home at 7.5%, almost 8%. We don't like being involved in wars. We don't like to worry about our homeland being attacked by over 2 million, okay, immigrants that have come into this country that have gotten through, that are walking around our country. This is part of the 8 million that have come into our country. 6 million of them, fine, they do what they're supposed to do. But you've got 2 million. We don't know who those people are. We don't know if they're Iranians, Hamas. We don't know who the hell they are because we don't know where they are. And all of us should be worried about this stuff. Every one of us should be worried about this stuff. Should worry about these issues, okay? Because it's going to come back to bite us all in the ass. Let me tell you, it will. And you know who's responsible for this? The Cori Bushes, the Rashida Tlaibs, the Squad, President Obama, yeah, definitely him, because he's the one. Biden isn't really the president of the United States anyway. Obama's been running things since he's left anyway. He wanted to be president for the next, you know, 8 to 10, 12 years, whatever. So he's just pulling, Biden's just a freaking puppet up there. Obama's been running things, and his staff and his group of people, all the cronies that were left there after he left. Okay? Biden, that's what you want. You don't care about the American people. You don't care. You care about open borders. You care about letting anybody in that wants to come in. Okay? And your own, I can't remember his title. I think he was one of the congressmen or whatever that. I think it was one of the congressmen when he was talking about. Homeland Security, I believe. When he was talking about the security risk of people that are coming into this country right now. We don't know where they are, and the threat level is higher than it's ever been since 9/11, basically. That's what he was saying. And we should be concerned about it because we are not monitoring these 2 million gotaways. We're not monitoring. We don't know where they are and who they are. This is squarely. I'm tired of this discussion. I'm tired of this whole thing where the immigration system's broken. Well, you know what? Fucking fix it. Instead of talking about it, fix it. Do something about it. You don't want to do anything about it. You know why? Because all these 6 million people, they're all votes. And we all think that, you know, all the brown people are going to sit there and take over the world and take over our country. And they're all going to vote Democrat. Well, you know what? You're starting to see a little bit of change in Black America and Hispanic America and who they're voting for. You know why? Because they want to come to a country that is free. They're coming here to escape people who are taking their rights and their privileges away, and they're trying to get to America where they're free. And they're coming here and they're seeing the exact opposite of what they are looking for. They are not seeing freedom. They are seeing totalitarianism. That's what they're seeing, a government that's telling them what to do. And it's American people what to do, taking away its rights of thought and ideas and conversation. Hate, division. This is what you get out of this wonderful administration that we had. Congratulations, all you people that voted for this administration, for Biden to come in, and you fell for the old grandpa, we're going to bring back civility back into the White House. The grown-ups have taken over again. You know, you can expect us to bull crap. Okay, all you've gotten is, do you feel freer and safer and more secure? Do you feel more wealthy than you did 2.5 years ago? If you answer yes, then you're just, you know what, you're part of the problem and not part of the solution, okay? Because nobody agrees with that, okay? And just like when Obama on his second term, 75%, 76% of the people, America, felt that we were moving in the wrong direction, but they didn't listen. And we get the same situation again. We have the same situation. 76% of America think the country is moving in the wrong direction. And what do we get? We get COVID. We get transgenderism. We're supposed to be told that feelings are more important than facts. We're all this stuff. And now we get students in all these major universities, these major think tanks, okay, demonstrating in the streets and supporting Hamas and killing innocent people. And talking about policies and history that they don't even know what they're talking about. The only thing that they're doing is regurgitating everything that they've been taught in their classes by these pathetic, pathological liars they call teachers and professors in these universities. Universities should be embarrassed about the talent that they are actually letting out of their universities, because they're teaching these kids wrong principles and wrong standards and wrong ideas. They're hiring professors that are anti-Semitic. They're anti-American. They're fascists, okay? They're Marxist people. This is what they're teaching your children. Your little boy or little girl is going off to college when they graduate from high school, and you might think that you know them. When they come back, there's some whacked out crazy students who you don't even know anymore, that don't even represent anything of values or principles that you taught them when they were little. And whose fault is that? It's these professors and these colleges that do this. I'm telling you, if this the attack on Israel doesn't change the hearts and minds of people and helps them see the absolute evil of the woke side of this party, then we are like we're never going to get back to where we used to be. You're talking about democracy being destroyed. Okay, I don't worry about January 6th and a few dumbasses moving into the White, you know, moving into the Capitol and stopping the process of the voting counts and things like that for a few hours, and then I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about real people who are trying to tear down democracy. I mean, really, and these people are trying. Your president, you have these Democrats who are tearing down democracy. They're trying to tear down the Supreme Court. They're tearing down the justice system. They're making it unfair. They're selectively picking people who they want to go after because of their political beliefs. Okay, I've said it before, this guy in Utah, this old man, what was he, 72, 73 years old? Okay, he gets on Facebook and talks about how he doesn't like he doesn't like Biden and he wants to shoot him and somebody. The guy's 72 years old, fucking walking around with a cane, goes to church. Everybody knows this guy in church. Everybody knows him, knows that he wouldn't do anything. Very surprised about what he was saying. Biden is 100 miles away up in Park City or whatever. There's no way that this guy could have done anything. And what does our wonderful FBI do? Instead of doing what is right and correct, what do? They could have arrested this guy. They could have brought him in for questioning, stop him at a Target, stop him as he's coming out the church, talk to his bishop, talk to all his people about, you know, who this guy is, and peacefully talk this guy and bring him in. No, what do? They legally go in and they shoot this guy and they kill him. And what you'll hear from the FBI is that we followed all the protocols, we did everything right, and he is the bad person. He is the bad person. Well, you know what? I don't support what he says. Not unequivocal. I think he was mouthing off, frustrated, but he didn't deserve to die. He didn't, Dan Bongino, he didn't deserve to get dead over it. And you know what? You haven't heard anything about this since, have you? No, you haven't. It's been, 2 months now? No report back from the FBI what happened. You know why? Because they, quote unquote, they did their job, they followed the law, and they killed this guy for no reason at all. And they're going to go home, and all these leaders and all these heads of these departments are all going to feel good about themselves about this guy. And this is the America that you live in. This is the America right now that we live in, and it's unfortunate. We are supporting wars that we don't need to be supporting. Let me play you a message from Tulsi Gabbard. And this is really interesting to me. The whole thing was really interesting. Listen to this. This is incredible.
In Ukraine, President Zelensky has already taken complete control of the media. He has outlawed his political opposition parties, and he has banned the second largest Orthodox Christian church. That wasn't enough. Now, in his latest edict, he declared that he's canceling the presidential elections altogether. They were planned for March. When you look back in history, even at the height of the Vietnam War, there's fighting going on in every major city, South Vietnam still held elections. During my first deployment to Iraq, it was 2005. It was the height of that war. And there was great threat of violence for anyone who dared to go out and vote. Yet Iraq still held its democratic elections and people still turned out to vote. Now, President Biden claims his mission is to defend democracies and defeat autocracies. But he continues to take money out of our pockets to underwrite a war of one corrupt autocracy, Ukraine, against another, Russia. So the real reason Zelensky has outlawed elections is to stop any who dare to criticize the rampant corruption in Ukraine or the war. Those in our government who support him must also therefore believe that when the United States is at war, they too will be justified in canceling our elections.
Now, I don't know if you've listened to this on YouTube or whatever, but she is exactly right about Zelensky. He's nothing but an autocrat. Okay, he has taken his power, and now he has taken away the rights of the individuals in his country to vote him in or out. Okay, this is not a good person. This is not a good country. We know that Ukraine is full of corruption. We know that simply because of all the information we're getting about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all the dealings that they're doing with Ukraine and China and Iran, all of them, how they're making their money. We know how corrupt they are. Yet here we are supporting a war and giving this man and his government billions and billions upon billions of dollars with no sense of where the money's being spent. Nothing. And then we have the people of Ukraine, we have him basically threatening the United States that if we don't continue to support him, you know, and then he throws threats at us. Yeah, really good. I'm giving you billions of dollars and you're going to threaten the United States of America? I don't think so. I'm sorry, I don't think so. You're just nothing but a thug is all you are. Okay? Take the $60 billion and give it to Israel. Okay? Let them protect themselves against Hamas and people who want to kill them simply because they are, you know, from the river to the sea. They don't want Jews to live. They hate them. They hate them. They don't want them to exist. World would be a better place without any Jews in it. This is Hamas. This is a lot of Palestinians that support Hamas. This is what they believe. And we have youngsters, these college kids, chanting this from the river to the sea. That means they don't even know what it means. That means that we don't want any Jews anywhere. We'll kill them all. Zelensky is the same way. Zelensky doesn't want elections. He's canceled a set of elections already. He wants to stay in power. We've seen this before in history, haven't we? Yes, we have. And why are we supporting this dick? Why? Why? I get it with Russia and all this stuff. We got to do all this stuff. But I'm telling you, you know what? This autocrat is just not, he's corrupt. And we as Americans should not be supporting this. We should not. We should be supporting Israel. Flip-flop those dollars. Send the $60 billion to Israel and give Ukraine $5 billion. Okay? The history and the defenses of Israel is much more important than Ukraine and Russia. Tell me, argue with me all you want, okay? There is no doubt who you should be supporting here. There is no doubt in this. Number one, Joe Biden wouldn't freaking get one dime from Ukraine, if he stopped sending money over there and then having it sent back to him via his family members, his son, his brother, himself, hiding it, shell companies all over the place. Let me tell you something. Our government is just corrupt. Just as much as it is the thugs that you have in Ukraine, and you got one corrupt organization work with another corrupt organization. It's got to stop. We have to, as a people, we have to sit there and say stop. And it has to come from our hearts. It has to come from a place of truth and facts, not feelings. Okay, we've been bled dry with fear and feelings for like the last 2.5 years. And I'm so tired of it, okay? I'm so tired of trying to operate off of feelings and hatred for one another. It's just evil and it's bad. And we cannot as a nation survive if we do not fight back on this. We have to find a leader, okay? Not a president. We need to find a leader whose heart is good and who's dedicated to bringing back the standards and the principles that this great country is founded on. Okay, go back to the Constitution, who believe in the Constitution, who believe in the Bill of Rights and our freedoms to speak and our freedoms to protect ourselves, okay? Who will stop hate, who will diminish the dialogue and the hateful and divisionist type of dialogue between blacks and whites and sexual orientation and things like that, and be a force for truth and facts. Hopefully we have somebody that's running that will be that. They'll put aside their own ideologies and look at America as a whole and look at us as people and say, this is what I want to do for America. Okay, this is what we need to do in America to get us back on the path of good righteousness and righteous living and good living. Need people who are going to teach principles of standards of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay. That won't take the administration and its bureaucrats and use them as enemies against what they consider their enemies. And you listen to these people, that's all they talk about. If you're a Republican or conservative, you're an enemy to democracy. I just don't get it. I don't understand the propaganda. I get the propaganda. But why? Why are you trying to divide our country? Why are you trying to divide blacks from whites? Because you know why? Because a divided country will fall, and that's what you want. That's what you want, Mr. Biden. That's what you want, Kamala Harris. That's what Cori Bush is, and the Rashida Tlaibs, and the Squad, and the Chuck Schumers, and all of them want. They want to tear down our courts. They want to tear down our Supreme Court. Simply because they don't believe the same. They don't believe and the court's just not what did Biden say? It's not a standard court. This is not a normal court. I don't know. It's more normal than it's ever been in the last probably 50 years. Okay. Sorry to break it to you, Mr. President, but it's probably the most normal, more centric type of constitutional Supreme Court than we've had for decades. And that's what you're afraid of. You know, there's a court this week for the U.S. Postal Service and the postal worker who didn't want to work on Sunday because he was being forced to work on Sunday. The Supreme Court found a portion of the, I can't remember what case it was, and that talked about the U.S. Postal Service was allowed to make people work on Sunday because they had had some kind of contract with Amazon, which forced them to work on Sundays. This guy didn't want to work on Sunday. And the Supreme Court came back with a decision this week, basically backing up and removing that portion of that law or that decision that forced that man to work. basically, and it was a 9-0 decision. Okay, and that was a great win for religious freedoms in this country. A phenomenal win for religious freedom, and and that's all 9 of the justices. That was great. That was a wonderful thing. I hope it continues, and we're starting to see changes, slow changes taking place. And I think it's the voices that are out there that people are listening to, that people are, they're using facts, they're using information, correct information, and giving that information out there. It takes a long time for that information to disseminate throughout the country, but it is, thank God it is. And I hope it continues. I hope that we continue to see this reversal in this direction that we've been going in the United States of America, because it is not a good thing. It will fail, and it'll fail miserably. And you know what? When it falls, all of us are going to suffer as a result of it. It needs to be changed, and it needs to be changed now. We cannot let it go on any further. And we need to deny those people that are trying to destroy the country in the name of democracy. Let me tell you, I'm thankful for being part of this great country. I love it. I support it. I believe the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights was given to us from God. I believe it was an inspired document. I really do. I believe the United States of America is the country where freedom and liberty and search for happiness can really take place in the United States of America. And it's the only place, this country, that a constitution like our constitution could hold for over 200 years. And we just cannot let man and these people, and these Marxists, fascist people, destroy what is such a wonderful document that brings about peace and harmony and justice to us as individuals in this country. We have a lot to lose. Let's don't give up. Let's don't quit. Let's not give in to the hate and the divisionists' ideologies that these people want us to believe in. Okay? Because that's what they represent. Just listen and just open your eyes and open your ears and just listen, and you'll hear it. You'll hear it. Hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. You can follow me on Apple, Spotify, or any, you know, platform that you like to listen to your podcast. Please, if you like my podcast, share it with other people. Tell people about it. I'm trying to grow my podcast audience, and it's a hard thing to do. And I'm trying to do just that. So please share it with somebody. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. Listen, maybe you learn something different. Maybe you hear a YouTube piece or something like that, or you hear something that resonates to be true. If you got any thoughts, drop me a text, or not a text, but a email at rob@robscottpodcast.com. Check out my website at robscottpodcast.com, and have a good week.